Hey y'all, hey, it is your girl Katusia B. Welcome back to the Dear Future Husband podcast, where we are healing, we're growing, and we are welcoming the new. Ooh, we are healing, we are growing, and we are welcoming the new, because that's exactly what you deserve. If you are a returning listener, I want to say thank you for rocking with me. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for liking. Just thank you, girl. Okay. Because, y'all, I have some exciting news. The podcast been podcasting. I don't know what God is doing, but I know that he's doing a new thing. We are going viral on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, and God is just really being faithful. So I just want to say thank you, because without you, there's no Dear Future Husband podcast. Without you, there's no Voices of Purity. And without y'all, there ain't no Katusia Bay. Okay. Anyways, y'all, I am super excited for all that God is doing. We are in the month of September. So happy September. I pray that this will be a supernatural September for you. God will show up in miraculous ways, and God will show out concerning your love life. I know that he's going to do it for you. Eyes have not seen, nor ears have heard of the things that he has in store for your love life. God has already written your love life. This episode is simply me pouring into you. I know that you have gone through some things. I know that they lied. I know that they cheated. I know that you were left broken and hurt. But I need you to know that God is going to do it for you concerning your love life. I need you to know that he is sending your husband, that Ephesians 5 husband and man that's going to pray for you, that's going to cover you. He's a man of integrity. He's a man of honor. He is a man after God's own heart. You deserve to be loved purely. You deserve to be loved wholeheartedly. You deserve to be properly pursued. I don't know what's they told you, but I need you to know what you deserve. It doesn't matter what is it that you've done. Jesus has already paid the price. In my love, you deserve pure agape love. I needed to take a moment to just remind you of who you are and whose you are and all that he has in store for you. On this podcast, we are going to heal together. We are going to grow together, and we're definitely going to welcome the new, because God is doing a new thing in us and through us. We are becoming Proverbs 31 women. We are becoming women that gets up early and do the things of God. We are becoming women that truly is about our Father's business, women of purpose, women of prayer, women that truly is seeking God like never before, women that literally know the word of God and that is studying to show ourselves approved. God has me in the book of Proverbs. When I tell you guys that this book is the real deal. The book of Proverbs will humble you. The book of Proverbs will give you wisdom and understanding and insight. The book of Proverbs will convict you. When I say convicts you, like, it will teach you how to be kind. It will teach you how to really sit on a piece of information and really seek God and allow the Holy Spirit to guide you and to lead you. As women of God, as wives, we need to be wise. We need to understand that there's times where we cannot fight every battle. We have to choose. It comes a time where in your marriage, you're going to have to apply all of these things. And I pray that you are asking God to lead you and to guide you. Baby girl, you deserve the world, but you also have to put in the work. So the title of this podcast is You Need to Put in the Work. You have to become whole. You have to heal, and you have to allow God to do a new thing in you and through you. And as you do that, you're going to literally see God's hand move on your love life. I need you to know that you know that your marriage is about kingdom, that your marriage is ordained by God himself. You cannot be with just a regular jokester. Are you kidding me? Anybody can't be connected to you because of who you are and whose you are and the anointing that is on your life. The Bible says that the anointing break yokes. And when you are connected with your husband, you guys are literally going to break generational curses. You guys are literally going to make the enemy upset. So though you've been going through some warfare when it comes to love and relationship, it's because of your union. It's because that God has ordained your relationship and the enemy is upset. So if your husband is in the wrong relationship, he shall be uprooted out of it now in the mighty name of Jesus. If your husband is entertaining any sorts of counterfeit, it will be eradicated. He will come to his senses. He will seek God like never before. That person will break up with them, or he will break up with them, however it works. But God needs you two to be together in alignment to fulfill the assignment that he has for you. So do not worry. Do not grow weary in this time, but seek he first the kingdom of God, and all of these things will be added on to you. Seek God first. Surrender that area over to him and watch him bring your person forth. So if your husband is entertaining a counterfeit, a Jezebel, a Delilah, oh Father, we just ask in this moment right now that you would remove them, because our destiny, oh God, is connected to this. Our destiny is attached, God, and we have kingdom work to do. So Father, you have to move. You must move, because you have things for us to accomplish in this realm. So Father, do what only you can do and uproot that person out of our husband's life, Father God. Heal our husband, his heart, his mind, and his soul. Make him see who we are, God. Give him revelation of who we are, God. Change his mind, his heart, his body, and soul in the name of Jesus, God. Do what only you can do, Father. We thank you for what you're getting ready to do. I thank you for every wife bae that's listening to this, God. I thank you for every wife bae that's been sharing this podcast, oh God. I thank you, Lord God, for enlarging our territory, oh God. I thank you that when we take care of your business, that you will take care of our business, God. I thank you that it's already done. It's already so, in the mighty name of Jesus. It is done. It is done, y'all. Listen to me. It is done. It is so, y'all. I love you. I'm excited for what God is doing. If you are not connected to me on social media, what is it that you're waiting for? Connect with me. You can follow me on Instagram. That's Voices of Purity, VOICESOFPURITY, Voices of Purity. Or you can also connect with me, Katusia B, on Instagram, KATUISCIAB. Also on TikTok, KATUISCIAB. And on Facebook, I am known as the Pure Love Coach. All you got to type is Pure Love Coach, and you're going to see my beautiful face and everything, and you're going to know that it is me. I am super excited for what God is doing. I'm excited. Starting 2024, I will be bringing people on the podcast. I don't know yet. There's so many people been reaching out to me wanting to come on this podcast to encourage you guys, to uplift you guys, from married couples to single people, just different type of people. But I am definitely waiting on God to show me the how, because it is a lot of work and it's a lot of responsibility to you know, to have people coming on your platform and stuff like that. And I'm not quite ready. I would need another, you know, I would need the rest of this year to kind of focus on some things that I am doing. And then once God see fit, then we can have that, because that's another level of responsibility. But if he gives it to you, that means that he has plans for it. So y'all, I love you. I am super, super grateful for you. Make sure that we're connecting on social media. Make sure that you are leaving us a comment on here, a review. Please do so. A star, you know, give us 5 stars so that more people can find out about this podcast. Share it. When you listen to an episode, you can go ahead and tag Voices of Purity, and you can tag us, Dear Future Husband Podcast. You can tag us. So please, thank you so much. I love y'all. Until next time, and happy September, y'all. Bye.